Welcome back, Mr. David Chadwick, and it's been another busy old week for yourself as caretaker manager. A few players departing the club and a couple of players coming in. Firstly, let's talk about the departures. Early in the week, Liam Dickinson left the club. Also departing is Scotty Kay. Obviously, he came back for the Altrincham match and hadn't had a pre-season, and you wouldn't have known it, really, because he put in a fine display there, but he's decided that it's not really working out this season.
No, he did well for us. Like you said, he came in last minute. He had a pre-season. He was, you know, his fitness, sometimes you couldn't tell, you know, because he did really good. And he pulled me after the Bradford game and just, you know, explained his situation. And he's an honest lad who was wearing his heart on his sleeve. And to put in the performances he did after that, because he said, I won't leave you in the crap, so to speak. You know, I know because his injury, Harry was out and Mike Jones was unavailable, and he just carried on like a good soldier. So he did well. So, you know, every credit to him. And then I said that to him. You know, I appreciated every minute he did on that pitch for us, even into the FA Cup when he was struggling with a groin strain all week, and he put it to the side and put a great effort in. So, you know, he did well for it again, he was one working hard for his teammates. He did what he needed to do. I was well chuffed.
And obviously we wish Liam and Scott all the best for the future. But the other player, the other player who's left us is Sam Baird, but that's only on loan. He's got to Drolsden up until Christmas. What's the thinking behind that decision?
Well, he needs to work on a few things in his game, which I've spoken to him about and advised him on the best ways of how to do it. And I'll be down there watching him and hopefully seeing him improve. Plus his match fitness, and he's getting minutes on the pitch, and he needs to up his fitness levels. And, you know, he'll admit that as well. So you've seen it in a few games when he's come up against experienced players, he's just lacking that little bit. So hopefully he'll take it on board, what I've said to him, and go and, you know, do well and improve as a player. So, you know, the door's not shut with Sam, and I told that to him. I said, don't think, you know, we're getting rid of you, because we're not. We're trying to help you improve as a player. So take on board the advice I've given, and hopefully he comes back all guns blazing.
I mean, what's the conversation been like with Dave Pace at Drolsden? I mean, tomorrow they're playing Widnes in the FA Trophy, I think. It's a great signing for them, to be fair. I mean, he's a quality player, it like is. You say. So is he going to be featuring a lot in that side?
Oh, yeah. Well, he better be, because that was he needs minutes, and this is what I said to them. And, you know, they said he's going to be a big part of it. So all you can do is, you trust other managers and other clubs around you to do the right thing. It's like when the clubs come to me and we've got the likes of Michael Donoghue and Lewis Thompson, and they're like, well, he's going to get minutes. And it's like, well, yeah, he's up to the lad. You know, you're going to put him in that position, and it's up to that lad to keep that shirt. Same with Sam Baird. If Sam goes in and doesn't perform, you know, they've got every right to pull him out and put him on the bench. And I totally agree with that, and because it's the same respect on the players that I've got.
So those are the players departing us this week. Two players coming in. Again, it follows some exciting signings that's come into the club in recent months. Theo Brearley joining us, a 20-year-old attacking midfielder from Stokes Academy, and Cole Lonsdale, a 19-year-old left-back. Firstly, what's Theo going to be bringing to the table?
Well, again, I go back to balance on the squad. We haven't got an attacking midfielder who'll get like the creative side like he's got. You've got the hard workers and you've got the players who can play around, but Theo is up and down and he's dangerous around that final third, and I don't think in the midfield we've got that option. And you know, he's had his good pedigree. He was at Stoke, he was at Man City, the Great Blues, for a while, and then he moved on to Stoke. So, you know, he's learnt a lot from a good setup, and you can see that quality in him. And the first thing we noticed on him was how good of an handshake he had. And it sounds peculiar, but it just showed, you know, he's a strong physical lad. And just on his handshake alone, I was like, because I've got a bit of a rubbish handshake, don't get me wrong. And Jack Doyle said the same. He was like, wow, did you feel the handshake? So, and I know it sounds stupid, but it makes you go, oh, what else have you got? You know, and he's been, you know, in training, he's buzzing and he's great on the ball and he's getting around. So, you know, he's a promising youngster that I'm hoping to see good things from. Even on the other one, Cole Lonsdale, you know, he's going to have to be patient. because we've got Lewis Thompson in front of him. But again, you can't just rely on having a lonely left-back in your squad. We didn't have a left-back before he took over. So now to have two quality ones, you know, it's again, it's getting that balance into the squad, which I think we've done. And we still need more. I'm under no illusion that the squad is as strong as it can be. And, you know, I am on the lookout for more to improve that. So hopefully there might be more soon.
And the other news this week was, obviously we'll discuss it in greater detail next week, but the Witten Albion draw in the FA Cup for qualifying round. The team that beat Spennymoor in the last round, no mugs at all. Cal McCauley there building a very good squad in the division below. What's your initial thoughts on that tie against Witten?
Yeah, well, you see yourself coming out at home, which is what we wanted straight away. But then obviously it's a hard opposition. They've just turned Spennymoor over, and the FC guys who went up and played Spennymoor, they know how hard that place was, so they know what kind of a team they've just turned over. And, you know, you're going to get a hard-working side from Carl's teams, like you did at Marine, and, you know, it's going to be a hard game, a very hard game, and we've got to rise to that. But no, it's one that we're looking forward to.
And finally as well, obviously, tomorrow, a very big game, Nuneaton. It seems a bit daft calling it a 6 points after 10 games, but it does feel very, very important. How's the squad shaping up going into this game?
Good. A few knocks and bangs knocking around. I know Liv worked overtime yesterday a bit. But, yeah, everyone should be OK, apart from Lewis Mansell, who stepped up his training this week with Blackburn. So, hopefully, I'll be having him back next week as well. So, yeah, we're looking good. I just want to see that continuous improvement from the squad. You know, we've had a setback, but we've rose past that and we've put a good performance in at Cone. It ended up a bit scrappy, but, you know, the guys give it their all and that's all I want. You know, and we played some good, we cut them open and we were creating chances. I don't want to take that into tomorrow. And, you know, they're a good experienced side again, Nuneaton. You know, they've got some good ex-pros in there. So, you know, that it'll be an hard game, but, you know, I want to see where we've got to on that level to challenge these guys. So, yeah, I can't wait.